Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that the viability of building apartments for sale to owner-occupiers has worsened in recent years as building and financing costs have grown, according to papers setting the scene for the National Economic Dialogue this week. A paper on housing written by the Department of Finance officials before the annual pre-budget consultation and discussion highlighted that the cost of developing an average two-bed apartment is now €450,000 to €550,000. However, the median price for existing apartments is around €330,000 in Dublin and €265,000 nationally. It said the paper highlighted that the economics of build-to-rent sector were different, though, as institutional investors can pay a premium as they look to make returns over an extended period, typically around 25 years. And staying with the National Economic Dialogue, Joe Brennan also reports that the business lobby group IBEC has urged the government to avoid a giveaway budget before the election, saying it should have a strategic long-term focus. IBEC emphasised the real risk of complacency in not effectively supporting domestic business growth and competing for inward investment. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, will open the annual pre-budget consultation and discussion forum, where he is expected to reiterate government promises for tax cuts and welfare increases in Budget 2025. Budget 2025 needs to have a two-pronged approach, one that reassures our domestic businesses in terms of long-term support and also repositions Ireland to capitalise on the next wave of inward investment through our capabilities, capacity and competitiveness, according to Danny McCoy. Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that the operator of the country's gas grid has called for it to be allowed to connect data centres once again, in a significant boost to multinationals, which have warned of the risks posed by current restrictions. Gas Networks Ireland has not connected any new data centres to the grid since 2022, when Eamon Ryan, the Minister for Environment, said the government did not support the continued offering of gas connections to islanded data centres. He said doing so would blow Ireland's climate targets. Islanded data centres are facilities that have been blocked by separate restrictions on electricity connections due to capacity issues and therefore seek to run off on-site gas generation. Ireland's restrictions on connections have prompted warnings from a slew of tech giants, including Amazon, Google and Microsoft, that the country risked missing out on billions in investment. And we'll be speaking to the largest data centre operator, Equinix, at 8:30.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.